very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 10th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the growing or the worsening cash crisis.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the cash shortages.
Zimbabwe's liquidity squeeze has left companies unable to pay their workers and foreign suppliers, driving many out of business and swelled the ranks of economic exiles. A number of retailers and other businesses are offering big discounts to cash paying customers and limit the amounts they can charge on credit cards or refuse to accept them altogether.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has threatened to enforce the Banking Use Promotions Act to deal with suspected cash hoarding retailers and wholesalers as the cash crisis worsens. Chinamasa told MPs in Parliament last week that some companies were being monitored daily and the alleged culprits could have their trading licenses cancelled. But are the traders to blame for the country's cash shortages? Gibbs.
Yes, that's a big question which needs to be answered today or some other time. Mm-hmm. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka nasi hama wadiwa tila oti tingi chitarisa anezwe gusho meka kwe mari. Tukunzuka oti dambu zikoria rinengero kumba rakari. So pakuti vanu warare waka feka butsu varipanze pema banga waka mire otura mari. Asmari zacho za varugu zoa na zinenge ziri shoma vamwima $25 vamwima $40. Zishungo daru daru tila unzuka oti dambu ziko reku usho meka kwe mari. Rukanga nisa izwa kati munyika. Uye kutuo chikafu chirukuwa nikaere muzitoro uye chiri kudhura here kana kuti mitengo yacho ichiri nani nekune rimwe divi hurumende iri kuti chiri kukonzera kuti munyika mushomeke mari inyaya yevanhu vasiri kushandisa mabhanga vachitiwo vamwe vachatorerwa maresidence asi dzimwe nyanzvi munyadzi zvoupfumi dzinoti aiwa uku kwakuda kungozora vezvitoro ava mafuta enguruve yavasina kudya Gibbs.
Yes, urukandaba lingani njani kuna ngapo lapel corner tina lapo lo blessings yaphila yesixoxa ngakho ke lamhlanje ukuthi imali injani kuna ngapo ke emabhanga. So kutu abanye bayithola mbijana kuna kuku ingcosana abanye batholi yona even isente lesikhala. So ke bathi abanengi sebelala emabhanga so kudala kwaqhaza phela lokho njalo kuqhubekela phambili. So ke kumele kwenziweni ukuthi izibabho kulunge konke konke kungazani kuyahlupa. Siyabona njalo ukuthi ama credit card lawo ungani awuyenelisi ukuthi uthole imali khona phana. Kuzobuya ke izitolo ezinengi singathi indawo ezinengi ziyavalwa sibili ngoba imali kai kwa Zimbabwe. Kwa hlupa plesi.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri. He's an economics lecturer at the University of Free State in South Africa. Mr. Mudzingiri, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Are the demonstrations still continuing in South Africa against Mr. Zuma?
Well, they are continuing. Yes, I think on Wednesday I heard that they are also going to have another demonstration.
Interesting times in South Africa. But of course, today we want to focus on Zimbabwe. But of course, we can talk about South Africa since Zimbabwe is also using the rand, Gibbs.
And South Africa and Zimbabwe are big trade partners.
Yes.
So now let's talk about the Zimbabwe situation, Mr. Mudzingiri. So at the end of the day, there's no money, nothing in the banks. And, you know, people can get about $25, $40 a day and so forth. So now, what's the basis of all this kind of problem? What's the problem, really?
I think the biggest challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is something that has been happening for a long time. And basically what I think is the cash is basically because of there are services, especially in government, that are being paid for, that are not attached to productivity. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you have people being paid for flying or these other jobs that are not related to generation of income, they tend to create that shortage. Because there's a huge outlay of money that is not totally attached to productivity. And that, I think, is the biggest challenge that we have. Whether even if we have exports, part of the money is going to be used for goods that do not generate production within the economy. Mm-hmm. It's actually externalization of money. Because if you get money, then you become a tourist. It means you are actually you are importing or exporting the currency that we have in the country. I think that's the biggest challenge that we have as a country, because most of our actually the activities that are happening in government, they are directly attached to production. Mm-hmm. So we cannot have this. So we can have the biggest number of workers in Zimbabwe are civil citizens, mm-hmm. and these civil citizens are being paid. And what they are paid for, if you look at it, it's not something that is attached to exports. It's basically production that is within. And sometimes, because we are using foreign currency, it becomes very difficult for them to generate enough income to pay the civil servants. Mm-hmm. They understand, like, if we are using foreign currency, then most of our goods and services should be exported so that we can generate more income in the currency. If we are to use the domestic currency, like the bonds, then it can only cater for production that is happening within the economy. But the biggest challenge is like the production that is happening within the economy is quite limited. And it means eventually, if we have more bond notes being circulated within the economy, they are not in line with the production. And mm-hmm. also, foreign currency also will be in short supply because we are not exporting so much.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Mudzingiri, some people might say, why not just print more bond notes? What are the negative implications of that, if any?
You know, money should have some intrinsic value, and there should be trust within that money. Mm-hmm. So if we print a currency that does it, where there's no trust, and doesn't have intrinsic value, it may not be attached to production. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can just create a paper that you say that it's equivalent to the US dollar or to the rand. Remember, when we see the US dollar has got value of production that is happening in America. If you look at the GDP for the United States, for example, it's about 14 trillion mm-hmm. or close to 15 trillion. If you look at that, it means the value that we see of the US dollar is also attached to the production that is happening amongst the American firms. So you can't just create a currency that is not backed with the productivity within the country. So if our production was going to, it was possible for us to also have a currency that is in line with production. Mm-hmm. Remember, what we need in the economy initially is not the money. What we need initially within the economy is production. Mm-hmm. And if we have production, because there's no double coincidence where we have someone who would want a cow and someone who is also expecting maybe a bucket of meat. Mm-hmm. Then we would need the currency that will actually lubricate the transactions among the people within the economy. Mm-hmm. So if we don't have goods and services, then it will not make sense for us to print the bonds that are not attached to production.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Kulabantu lapha ke blessing asebethumeza imlayezelo. We've got several people that have sent messages, and one of them is Alec. Alec, let's see what Alec says. You know, the network is disappearing a little bit. It comes and goes, it comes and goes, it comes and goes. So now let's see. Alec is saying, I'm listening to you guys. I'm in Johannesburg, and I like your programs. Then we've got another guy, Colin Shamiarira. He says, I'm also there. You guys, thank you so much for giving us this kind of program. And then Chasikwe Jaden says, We are tired of these people that are always giving us this kind of torrid time. So when are they going to step down? So that is according to Chasi. Mm-hmm. So do you have any caller?
Tina varikuti Comrade Bemba variku South Africa. Makadi. Makadi. Va Bemba. Dzorai volume ye radio yenyu kuti tinzwa nani. Rikatiedze kuzovafondira Gibbs nareya winenge rikuti netsei.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Yes, before we go to Mr. Mm-hmm. Mudzingiri, I see that Newsday has got an article here saying mm-hmm. The Zimbabwe Revenue Authority actually surpassed its revenue target mm-hmm. for the first quarter by 6%
mm-hmm.
after gross collections totaling 862.47 million due to compliance and support.
Mm-hmm.
So here's exactly what they say. Quote, gross revenue collections for the first quarter amounted to 862.47 million and were 6% above target.
Mm-hmm.
Net collections after refunds were 2% above target and amounted to $826.63 million. So now, Mr. Mzingiri, it appears as if now Zimbra has hit his target. But after hitting this target, does it mean that maybe there could be some bit of money in the market?
Not necessarily, because you see their target collection mm-hmm. is not enough to cater for the expenditure that is supposed to be carried within the economy. So mm-hmm. even if they hit their target, what they are actually generating within the economy is quite very low compared to the expenses that the government is also partaking. So
mm-hmm.
in that sense, it simply means that of course there would be an improvement, but it's not enough for them to actually be able to cater for the expenditure within the whole economy.
And Mr. Mzingiri, mm-hmm. the central bank chief, Dr. Mangujka, said that if the bond notes fail, he will step down. Would you urge him to step down?
Well, I think it's his own opinion, but my thinking is, I think it was written on the wall that if this bond note may not be, we're going to fail, because one, the issue that is actually troubling Zimbabwe is there is not enough foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
So to have the bond replacing the foreign currency, I think it's impractical.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because even if they would print a lot of bonds, that will not translate into foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen that for some time they've been struggling with the foreign currency. So, the more they increase the bond, the more we will see the foreign currency disappearing. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is now keeping the money under the pillow. And I think even the president is indicated that he's also keeping the money under the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they would want to print, whether you would like to print more bonds, eventually we will see that it will fail, because people cannot import using bonds.
Mm-hmm.
They would want to go into the market again and also buy the foreign currency so that they can import goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
So since there's arbitrage that will eventually happen, eventually the bond is going to be devalued. And when it is devalued, that's when it will start failing. And we have seen quite a number of signs actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
Although the government is telling us that they can force people to use the bond, that will not work.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen, it's only that the government is slow at learning, but we have seen with the price controls, they do not work. They cannot control the price of the bond if it is in excess. So it's written on the wall. If he would want to resign, he can resign, but I think he's fighting a losing battle. I don't foresee him succeeding with the bond and the bond living for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, lapha ke sulukandaba siyamuzwa ukukhuluma lapha umnumzana uMdzingiri ukukhuluma kunengisibele ukuthi loba nje iZimbra ingani ifikisile lokho kathi ikhangelele ngenyanga zokuqala zomnyaka ukuthi ithole imali ethize kuthi kaboni ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungani uyakukhumala kangako. So ngokutsho kwakhe uthi imali iyabe lokhu isilela, akutsho ukuthi sokule mali eningi kumbe eZimbabwe, hayi uthi ye bayenelisile ukuthi bathanyathanyele khona kwezama-tax kumbe ngithi umthelo wabantu lento ezinjalo. So ke kodwa ukuthi hayi imali ayisoze ingani iyangena kumkhonomi kumbe ngithi kumnotho welizwe. So nxa sikhangeleke okhunywe izimbra ithi eLizimbabwe libe liyenelisile ukuthola 862.47 khonapho ke imali ezithize enjalo. Khonapho kade ikhangelele ukuthi ithole 812.94 ekuqaliseni komnyaka, kodwa ungani ke ithole nje ukuthi xaxa kancane. Kodwa bathi konoko akukhangeleli ukuthi kumbe kuncede ilizwe kangako. So ke kodwa umnotho uyabona lokhu ngani uyafanana. Yeah, so when looking at issues to do with you know, the money market in Zimbabwe, generally, what can you say about, you know, the absence of the United States dollar? What is causing all this?
Sorry? If we are looking at the money market.
Yes, in Zimbabwe. Why is the US dollar disappearing?
It's simple, because everyone who is holding the bond would like to use it to spend it in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is like, all the US dollars that are in the market, people would want, like to hold them under the pillow because they have value with them. The US dollars have value. The value has been started for over more than 400 years. So everyone who is holding a bond note would like to pass them to the next person. So everyone who finds the US dollar is using it as his treasury or as wealth that is being saved for future consumption. And you see, the people have seen that the bond cannot be trusted, and they are not sure whether it will continue working, because already there's a disparity between when we look at its value. The value at some point in some markets is actually going down. So by that, the people have actually made it a point that they dispose all the bonds that they have and keep, or they tend to hide all the US dollars that they have. So anyway, right now, if we could go around and look around at all these big people, like even say the ministers and all those people, if we would go in their bedroom, we would find a lot of US dollars being hidden there.
Mm-hmm.
But because they are hypocrites, they would want us to believe that we are the people who are hiding the US dollar. But in reality, the rich people are the ones who have got more capacity for raising more US dollars. And those are the people who are also getting more bond notes. So they are actually disposing the bond notes and holding onto the ones to the US dollar. And I think that's the question that has been talked about before the bonds were actually introduced.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Gresham Law states that if there's good money and bad money, usually the bad money chases the good money away. Mm-hmm. People will simply hoard the good money, in this case, the US dollars, and then they would rather use the bond notes.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Mutere Argu Chegutu, Vamakoni Magadi. I was Tina and Paris Pachegutap. I want this was a mutual Kumaka or Makum Munoro. I want to attend a school. Zakamira say, Panya de Maripache Gutap.
Yes, the Maripuno Zane Sakuno. Kuma Benga, Kuna Mariuka and Kumo Zato Joga, that 2008 is a
Saka panu po wanu wangani mativa na nura pa bank zimengua upo wa $30 yema
panu kuna unogona kusika uono bata number 100 but zimengua panu kuna upo waka na wanu 20 kana wanu 30 pazuwa rese wajipu wama $30 alima bond yuwa yusa adita tombori zima ni wombe ya takutona yekuma yusa yaro $20 $20 achi ya kuto pera food. $10 and $5 and I don't go on the go up on the apple. But you don't have to pay. Saka bond racho ravari kuda kuomera kuti hatina kubudisa ma $10 nema $5 kuti rinozodona vasati zvichatova marikidza kubudisa nekuti hapasina dzimwe plani dzavakaita gavhena havana kana imwe plani izvozvo vakatopererwa.
Saka mitengo yakasiyana here naiva makoni yekushandisa bond yekushandisa US dollar nekushandisa makadzi kuchegutu zvinofamba sei?
Zvinhu zvavane mapurize maviri kana uchashandisa bhondi kana makadhi zvine imwe purize kunyanyanya munana Harare umu zvatove nemapurize maviri ebhondi neyuza nekadhi kana matatu mapurize kana riri kadhi nepurize yaro kana iri bhondi nepurize yayo kana iri yuza nepurize yaro mapurize eyuza ndiwo anenge akati pikei ezvimwe zvaanenge akatokwira kutoreva kuti kana yuza ratopera zvinhu zvakutotanga kutokwira zvekudzoka kumabhiera cheki kuyavadadiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndinokutendai, ndida kukozisawo vamwoyo vepakadoma apa. Ndinokutendai vestudio 7 nokuti ndine munotipawo news dzatinokwanisa kunge tichipindawo tichitaura zvatinoda. Aiwataura zvaunoda kana zvaunofunga kuredhio dzemunomu hazvibudisi paredhio nonochonziyo uwe zvakati zvikazoti saka imimi munenge hamuna kwamakarerekera ndozvatinonya kutendera izvozvo dai maramba makangodaro.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakoni.
Tinokutendai, regai tizobatana mangwana.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard there from Mr. Makoni. Says the situation in Chegutu, that's in Mashonaland West, is not good. He's saying that, you know, you queue the whole night and then you get only $30 and these are coins. So there might be coins? 100 people, yes, 100 people who are queuing, only 20 will get the cash and the rest you have to sleep another day. But he's saying that it's clear that the government has failed all this issue of blaming the traders and wholesalers of allegedly hoarding money. He says that's not true. It's just that the government has failed. And lastly, he said Studio 7 for him is a source of balanced news, and he's saying keep it up, Gibbs.
It's good to hear that. Yeah, I think we've got our second guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni, who is a political and economic commentator based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening. And welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, kids. How are you?
I know siyaphila kunjani kona ngapha.
Hi, ngapha wanuya godola, and I want to say good evening to the listeners all over the world.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, siyabonga. So ke nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi akula mali eZimbabwe, akutshela uZulu sibili ukuthi kume njani. Abanye phela nxa kuthiwa akula mali abantu balale imali emabhanga, abakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Akubeke sibili.
Ye, awuhlupho selukhona elizweni. Akhanya lonke lukhula ngasikhangele indaba zemali emabhenki. Umnumzana osanda ukukhuluma ngiyavumelana laye ukuthi abantu balala emabhenki ubusuku bonke kuze kuse umuntu athole $20 or $30. And ile yena yabitshaya khona le khatshana inde omunye umuntu angatholi kodwa lele godola kathesi sesiqalisa umqando kathesi. And abantu sebethwele nzima. Mna njengomuntu okhuluma esebenza labantu abazithengiselayo ama-vendors njengenhlanganiso yebulawayo vendors kulusizi kakhulu ngoba abantu besebenza labo ngabantu abarelya nge-cash nemali ukuthi nxa umuntu ethenga amatamatisi ethenga imbhida ethenga amacimbi umuntu kumele abe le-cash esandleni. So kutho ukuthi nxa imali ingasetholakala emabhenki abantu esebenza labantu bethu ama-vendors lawasala kakasela mpilo. And looking at that, siyakwazi ukuthi the majority of people that are found in the country kathesi ama-vendors abantu abaningi they are relying on vending to raise school fees, to raise imali zokuya esibhedlela. So umuntu kathesi engagula sokusuka nzima ukuthi a-raise enough money to go esibhedlela njengoba sazi ukuthi abantu abazithengiselayo duke ngabala medical aid scheme, i-medical scheme leyana ukuthi uyabhadala imali ngenyanga uvukuse esibhedlela. So nxa kungasela cash ebuyayo abantu abazithengiselayo kusho ukuthi abantu sebezakufa ngoba imali kayikho. So ludubo olukhulu kakhulukazi okudinga ukuthi ngabe liyalungiswa, but siyazi ukuthi uhulumende wesehlulekile ukuthi alilungise. Ngakho-ke eish kunzima, kunzima kakhulukazi.
Yes, siyakuza ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana baba Ndiweni. So he says, you know, it seems as if the problem is more when that people who are trying to make a living on the streets, and they don't get money. So if you don't get money, where do you go? So he says, at the end of the day, most of them end up not going to hospitals and, you know, catering for their needs because there's no money. So he says the situation is pathetic. Yeah.
Vamudzingiri muripo here parunare?
Yes.
Ko vamwe vari kuti Zimbabwe yadi kungobatana nenyika dziri mu Rand Union yashandisa Rand sezviri kuita vana Lesotho nedzimwe nyika.
Hongene inogona kuva iri nzira imwe inogona kubatsira Zimbabwe, but zvinodina nekuti vatungamiri vacho vanozvitambira zvakaita sei. Nekuti kubatsira neRand Union zvinoreva kuti munenge makushanda nemutemo ye South African monetary policy. Izvo zvinogona kubatsira nyika because tinenge tichida kushandisa mari ine uremu. Kunyange zvaro ichimbodzika kusimba kwayo, asi kudzika kusimba kwayo kuri controlled ne production iri kuita muSouth Africa. Nokuti South Africa inyika huru ine yatinoti iyo production kana GDP inotoswa kuma 378 billion. Tichitarisa neZimbabwe inongori ne production iri padzidzi ne 10 billion, zvinoreva kuti kana vakajoina SACU inoti Rand Union vanogona kubatsirikana kuti vari vachiprindirwa mari inoenda zvavanoprodusa muZimbabwe, and vashandi vanenge vachikwanisa kuwana mari yavo yavanengezvinhu zvavanenge vaprodusa nenguva zipende kuti mari vanenge vasatishandisa mari vanenge vasati vabhadharwa mari yezvinhu zvavasinga produce. Nyaya huru iri kuitika muzimbabwe ndeyekuti kana vakange vapinda muRand Union vanofanira kunge vasati vachaita mamwe maexpenditure ari outside production. Sei zvakangotaura zvokuti muhurumende mune zvinhu zvoitwa zvakawanda zvatingaionese kuti production kungo imari yango tingapa mufananidzo wekuti zvakaita vana independence hatingati vanhu vanokusupply magoods and services avo paindependence, but mari inopedzwa nehurumende pazvinhu zvakaita sana independence haungati inoingiriza production munyika. Saka pane maexamples akawanda emari dzinobhadharwa nehurumende zvisinei neproduction dzakawanda, and idzodzo ndizoita kuti dzicreate unnecessary shortages because kana vatungamiri vehurumende vachibhuruka nende imari dzirikutobuda kunze kwenyika. Vatungamiri vehurumende vachiva yakawanda vari kunze kwenyika imari vanoshandisa foreign currency, mari inenge pahunge ichishandisa production munyika imomo. Saka kana vakapinda kuRand Union vakatedzera mitemo yacho inodiwa zvinogona kubatsirawo nyika kuti iendere mberi. Kati chikuru ndechekuti kana mapinda mubhora reRand Union munotedzera mitemo yeRand Union munogona kudi kuendera mberi nekuti nyika isimukire, asi kana vanhu vakatadza kutedzera mitemo yacho zvinoonesa kuti nyika ingaendera mberi here kana pasina kudi kutedzera mitemo yeRand. But chazvinoreva ndechekuti kujoina Rand Union you also vanofarira kuti
sovereignty
hamuchakuti mungoita zvamada munenge mava kutedzera mitemo yeSouth African Reserve Bank.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
inomnunzana lapa kuti Osbiz City uCaptain Komo ukona ngareke Botswana. Komo kunjani? Uyanzwa Komo?
Ubaba Nkomo es Botswana.
Komo kunjani? Baba Nkomo, Captain Komo in Botswana, how are you? Oh, kumbe nje uCaptain Komo kona kunjani? Kungazani cingo lwankona luqumekile lapha. So
let's go to Mr. Ndiweni.
Yeah, Mr. Ndiweni, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yeah, so asithi ke baba Ndiweni usukuhlalile kwampana elayinini ebhanga uzama ukuthi udinga imali yakho. Kwehlule sibili ukuthi imali ayithola ngalamhla awuyitholi kusasa, kugcina ngani manje?
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi angiwa ngikhilwe ekuqaleni ukuthi sometimes yakufunda uye esibhedlela ngithi engxenyeyabugqelelwa phela sukugcina futhiye ezimbazweni kuba khona ingxenye abanye ababeyithola imali ngendlela ezinye siyazi ukuthi bona na ilizelesile bugelegwene obunjani. Abaye besiya bengena ezikweredini besiyaboleka kubosimbazwe abamazulisayo ukuthi at least umuntu wami angafi ngumthesibhedlela. Kodwa abanye futhi bayahlala bengalayo. Sengibona abaningi futhi ngivele ebhenki ngehlele ukuthola imali. Kangisela into engizayenza, imali yakhona kangilayo, ngoba angeke hambe ngetshoni. So ikunzima ukuhlangana nabantu kakhulukazi. Abanye ingxenye umuntu ngeke zabanye mhlawumbe besikhona nakhona. Ngiyenza zami ikokhethi ukuthi ngitransfer imali ami ikokhethi from the bank. Athi fika ikokhethi nawu ngulalo adento ogangileyo futhi afika amtshele ukuthi ngiyawuthatha i-commission nxa ufuna ngiwunike imali. So uvele ubone ukuthi izinto sezivole kanjani elizweni. So ikunzima abantu abahlangana labo kulezi nsuku.
So ungahamba uyethatha isimbazo kula ngale po bakubhadalisa imali enganani?
Lengandiyaquma
mbithana angisazi. Yeyinto bangacela isimbazo, ungahamba uyecela isimbazo. Nxa uyibhadala ibhadala njani?
Abanye babe lesi, uzothi abanye bala ama commission, ithaba le interest. Yabifakiwe ukuthi maybe afithi nxa ubele $100 yathi wabhadala maybe 10% or bhadala 20% or bhadala 5% depending. But yabithizele. And nxa ubeleka leyo mali kutho ukuthi usulomlando ukuthi yena ine bank udinga imali, imali yakhona ingakwani, uyebhadala umuntwana udefault akucharge enye interest enye ngiphela. Angithi yabona ukuthi abantu sebengene ehlupheni olungakanani.
So ye bamba khona phonga ikachana. So that is Mr. Nkomo. He says people end up going to some kind of money dealers, you know, called izimbazo, you know,
loan sharks.
Yeah, so and he says if you talk about $100, the interest rate can be very high. Could be 20%,
wow,
10%. And then he says where the problem is, is that you know, that money you won't get it. You go to the bank and default today, the person puts the percentage. You default again tomorrow, puts another percentage. So you're done, you know, literally. So ke sizwe ke u Captain Komo okona ngale e Botswana. Captain Komo, kunjani baba?
Oh baba, kiss.
Nyakwazi ukuthi vele umsakazi we-Studio 7 uyawuthanda kodwa yehlisa phela umsakazi wakho iradio yakho baba.
Ngisamkholise engangikhuluma lani madoda.
Iye yehlisa mbijana phela isikhulu sami. Awubona ye.
Zwana kuthe.
Tshela mina.
Zwana kuthe. Khangela ngo-1980. Sathi ilizwe sathola ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe linothile too much. Sathaba kakhulu sangena emabhenki sathatha imali sakhipha sithenga. Ama foreign currency lapha sidinga ukuthi sinothe. Sathatha amaplazi sadiliza ayenothile. Ngabe amaplazi lana sayahlonipha, sahlonipha ilendi. Lalamhlanje ngabe sile mali yethu iqinile, ifile iqinile. Nawe ngihamba $5 ipound fike ngidalwe ifenyanga sengijayisile. Ngifike ngidalwe intinya. Kathe sangabe uhambele $5 siyanathi. $5. Zwani mlitsheli. Asihloniphele umhlaba, sikhuzele abantwana bahlale phansi kami msindo webhoda besithi silime, sifuye, ingaphi cold storage, ingaphi traders, ingaphi i-national food eHarare, ingaphi tobacco industry, sekungama nyobonyobo. Ngabe ilizwe lethu siyalibamba, sithula abadala bathule bathi zwi, sibuyele phansi singacela emzini. Silime, sithengise, amakhiwa nxa ufuna ukuya ebhenki gift. Ikhiwa lamhla nxa libhenke 10 million livele shamba elinye libhenke 20 million elinye libhenke 1 million abantu ngabe se bank bathi abathola imali nga kungalaphiwe le bankayo. Where are you going to get money? I-SA 47 ayifuneke bank nga wawumcomrade kumbe wayulisoja kumbe uyini hloniphana ama bank liwahloniphe liyesabe khangela ibhotswana ibhotswana kathesa abantu bonke. Bonke sebefuna ilendi because they know where money comes from. Sebefuna ilendi. Njalo babanika abathathi iminyaka, mina ngabhalisi ngifuna umhlaba, ngifuna ukulima ngiwutholi. Uya uzobona lapha endima khona gift eBotswana. Kuluhlaza kuthe joke, abafana baZimbabwe bayalima, abadrayiva ama-tractor bayalima, abanye benzani. Kuluhlaza kuthe joke. Hloniphani ilendi, lizathola imali.
Now
we are going to 40 years and so they tell you to the money. We'll never get that money. Abanigas, Vemali, Valkangere, and Amejo, they are still running around. Valkangere, we are running around. Where are you going to get money? Nakuma, Molumim, Chinese, my friend, one chair, what is Kogona? You sit at Sandy Pelau, where will you eat businesses, Mapo? Why no, Muna? Nancy, Mapo, that's what I'm saying. I'll never get anything in Malia again. Because Arina Mali, I sleep in Mali, you don't respect your man. At least on Pagimala, you never get man. About his mother, about Koshivati, see? Rather than about Lime, Imkotivai Shonipe, but Penki Malema Penki, Kuvela Mafamazi. Kubela ma businessmen abat fana lo ma Clive Masiwa. We are to Clive Masiwa wate vuli, e vuli e koneti. Watu wani, omi mamu ya mazi ya
nga. Haa, nyakwazi. Nyakwazi, baba.
Watu nkomu ya tanya, kutelupele, wa e funu kuniku Masiwa, i license. Kutu Masiwa is now a billionaire of Masiwa.
Haa, ucha kodi.
God bless you. Kee labantu wa Zimbabwe. If they don't respect that land, they will never.
Ah, boni ke Captain Komo siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo.
Ngikunga ngikhohle gifti number yami zabe lokho ndi katheka madoda lizazele efika. Ngoku kuzalunga.
Hayi kuyalunga sibili ndayithatha number yakho ngiyifaka kuVetina lamhlanje.
Eh ungayikhohla. Anje awutshela ukuthi nozifuna ukulobola khona le endaweni zakini khona le eVonkole sangwapi?
Ya wantshela mzala.
Alright baba kini.
Ngizakuhlaba umkhonyana sharp. Alright.
Ukhulumisa uBless umtshele angakhohlwa ama cake. Ikhekhe livela phansi emhlabathini. Konke isigogo livela phansi emhlabathini. Everything is from the land.
Hayi uyichayile baba, uyichayile.
Amanzi avela phansi ayephezulu aphinda net.
Thank you Captain.
Khulipani Zimbabwe lana, nxa lingayihlulipha uLever Gateman.
Hayi siyabonga Captain uchayile, sibili uchayile esikhonkosini. Thanks baba.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is Captain Komo. He's saying a lot of things here, but very meaningful, eh? So he's saying that people have to respect the land because Zimbabwe destroyed its own country. You know, Zimbabweans actually destroyed that country. So he says, you know, as long as there's no money going to the banks, people must forget about getting money.
Yeah.
Because there should be production. And his production concept is, let's start with the land.
Yeah.
Cultivate the land, produce. Mm-hmm. And then you take money to the bank. Mm-hmm. Then people will get some money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, at the end of the day, it's a question of, you know, having an AK-47 out of banks.
Yeah.
He says you cannot have people just fighting every time and all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. That will never attract any kind of investment. Now, thank you so much, Captain Kunangapo Spongile Kakulu. Is Loba Bafutuma Laba, La Pose Kungweni, Ukunangale Kuntutu. Wakutakuzo Kuntutu Ziyatu Ngangazi Lamplanji. Baba Malaba, kunjani? Malaba, unjani? Uyanizo Malaba? Ah, Malaba ifoni yake simane yathi quip. Blessing kubeka kona mzo.
Let's go back to Mr. Mudzingiri. Mr. Mudzingiri, I think some people were hoping that because the tobacco auction floor is open now, there will be foreign currency. Why is it that it's actually getting worse?
Yeah, one thing that you should understand is like the foreign currency that is generated by the tobacco industry is not that much. Remember, if you compare the output that is generated by farmers and the cost of the goods, like the, for example, if you look at a car and the number of bells that a farmer would want for him to buy a car, you can see that. The cost of primary goods and the manufactured goods, the cost they are quite, you know, different. A manufactured good is very expensive. If we also consider the amount of foreign currency that is being generated by tobacco, it will not be enough to actually cater for the money requirements across the whole economy. Because I think the economy requires something that is close to, if I'm not mistaken, maybe they need about 4 billion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The last time, I'm not following that much, but I'm quite sure that their GDP is around 10 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the money that is raised from tobacco, it's just a... And there's a lot of halubalu regarding the man that is generated, but it's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the countries that actually generate more don't rely only on primary goods. They have mm-hmm. to produce tobacco. They have also to produce some other goods mm-hmm. besides only producing primary goods.
Mm-hmm.
So most of our exports are actually primary goods. If you look at the number of tons that you need for you to raise enough money to buy a car,
mm-hmm.
you can see that a farmer is generating something that is very small. Even if we have a bamboo harvest in maize production, that may not translate into some huge amount within the economy, because the amount that is generated there is quite little compared to the demands, our consumption as an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, in as much as we have tobacco auctions coming in, it may not translate into a huge increase in foreign currency.
Thank
and
you.
Remember, our biggest this challenge started when we had the shortage of foreign currency when we're using the US dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And now the government said to come out with the bond. And the bond cannot easily replace the US dollar. In fact. So what we are seeing at the moment is a situation where the government is propaganda so that it can change the brand of the people, like telling the people that the moment we have tobacco, then things will be fine. We are not. They should also talk about the figures that are being generated by the tobacco sales.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that are being generated there. They are quite little.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What is quite in the world economy?
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri.
We need a robust policy that mm-hmm. is also looking into production on the land and also production in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, goods that are produced in the industry, they put more value than goods that are produced on the land. For example, mm-hmm. if you look at, for example, diamond, if it is just a raw diamond and a ring, you can see that the ring will put more value than just a raw diamond. So,
mm-hmm.
besides this, you put it on the land. We should also think about working on the land and doing value exchange so that we can also reach in more recurrence. But our task at the moment is that we are talking about just using the land, but without value exchange, it will be very difficult for the country to move forward.
Thank you, Mr. Mzingiri. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, Ngwan.
Yeah, umalaba, sependukile ecingweni. Baba Malaba, unjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, kule njalo.
Hayi, siphile kakhulu Malaba, ungapi kona?
Hayi, ngikubula yebo.
Yeah, kunjani kontutu?
Hayi, kaqandelela nje mini kaThisa, hayi, azaphula kodwa ngoku.
Yeah, nansi indaba yemali lapha baba Malaba. Kuhamba njani?
Indaba yemali iyahlupha baba Dubeka.
Mm.
Iyahlupha sibile ukuthi sibile ubona labantu abadala abakhulile sibisikelale emalini nemabhenki so hawulisa abanye ngabavele emakhaya khona le. Umuntu uyahamba ebhenki khona le sithi vele usenetile kuzinqe i-$2,000 yamakhoyini.
Mm.
So hayi, indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu le.
So uyabe uphiwe amakhoyini e-$20 uwathola ngani?
Uyafaka eplastikini kwesikhathi ndiwathola ngakule yindlu.
Utsho ngani usuthwela isaka le mali?
No, uthwela isaka le mali. Manje nxa usuthi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-price lawo sokuthi asekhwelile. Hayi, into zakhona uziqeda kanye mani.
So ama-coins lawa kuyini? Ngamadola, ngamarandi kuyini? Kuyaba kuyini?
Hayi, anti kule dola le bambelele yini kule 25 cent kule yini sokusala le 50 cent.
Mhm.
Imali oyitholayo.
Kodwa ke nxa sukhangele baba Malaba, ubona zani konke konoku kuyagcina ngani ngoba ungazani ukuqhubekela phambili.
Hey, leli owanelizwele kuza baba badwe awusukela mulelo lokuthiya namlo uNkulunkulu asawazi ukufama njani la.
Mhm.
Ubathezi ivini ngathi uyathenga emashopu laba ama-price asemabili. So le price yekuzela yamadoda yamadola so na price yama yekuzela yama-bond. Nxa usiya tshintsha imali lapha kuyekuzela lapha emphambili yenyama kulawo kwasifathele ini. I-price zezimbili.
Mhm.
So ayimpila khona sokuzima sikila sikwazi ukuthi uyaphephela ngani la.
Asithi usuhambile kona ngale ebhanga lakho baba Malaba. Wazama ukuyidinga imali kwehlula ugcina usenzani?
Aw, uyazama udinga nalala ukuthi maybe umuthi imbazo kodwa imbazo yakho lokho lakho ukuthi bazabathe ukufakela lokho zimfeze but manje imali yakho sona kutsala zimu ukuthi uyibhadale ngakwehlula sina ngomuntu umbesithi lokuthatha lokho zi impact encane ngoba abantu abona ngoba imali yani zayo lenhle ukuthi iphangwe umiswele so asikile impilo enzima kakhulu akuyenzima phela ayo ukuthi
pho uZulu uzikipa njani kukhona okuhlupha lokho uZulu uzikhupha njani edubeni lolu kumele abantu baphume njani
lokhu hayi sesibambele amakhanda sakwazi sesifikele back to kumpana ku-2008 kuyelile back to kumpana ukuthi vele hayi sakwazi ngoba imali isibili solihlele into ayisabona kahle
kunzima baba malapha
ya kunzima kakhulu tu
hayi ye siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi sibe sonke ye khona okade ufuna ukukhuluma
ya hayi kokona okudade
siyabonga imalaba baba ungathi lona kusasa yeah, that was Mr. Malaba in Zimbabwe in saying that, you know, life is very difficult for most Zimbabweans. And he says people are back to 2008. No reason to say is not the case. He says that's the case now. And he says they only need God, this intervention, and nothing else, because there's no, you know, solution in sight for this kind of a problem. Because prices differ, you know. We've got a dollar, different price, bond, different price, and all those kind of things. And you go to the money changers, different prices. So he says people don't know what to do. And they don't even know how to get out of this.
Let's go to Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. Ndiweni, the government seems to be blaming traders and wholesalers, saying that they are holding money and they are not depositing their money in banks and therefore worsening this crisis. Do you buy that argument?
I think it's not it's an insincere argument because how do wholesalers and retailers hold the money when people are not able to go and purchase anything in the shop? Which money? And let's say that people are going there to buy using plastic money as an example. So how then do they hold cash if they don't have cash at hand? So to me, it sounds like it's an upset. I mean, argument, to be honest. I think what is needed, Dube, is that the government has to admit that the bond regime has failed. And then I think what is also important is that even if we are to adopt or join the rand money union, people don't have confidence in the banking sector. How many people will bank the rand that ever they will collect in the market? So for me, I think the government has to think about building confidence in the banking sector and general populace for them to people to be able to say, if I get money, I need to go and bank. So there has to be some semblance of rule of law. Because people feel that if I go and bank today, what if the government tomorrow changes and say we are bringing another current and I lose all my savings? So, my thinking is that there has to be a seriousness from the part of the government about building the competence in the banking sector, and that begins by respecting maybe property rights, right? That if I have something, no one can take it away from me. There's a gentleman who spoke about the issue of land that we need to produce so that we sell and get money. As long as we don't produce anything like you were saying, where will we sustain the money that we'll be getting? We'll give money to the people, and then how do we sustain? So we'll take the rand, for example, we give it to the people, and then how does it go back to where it's coming from? Because there's no production. There isn't any export whatsoever for us to get, communicating the hard currency that will then be translated into rand. So there has to be serious policy change from the government and also some semblance of the rule of law to respect property rights so that we build the investor confidence. So that Abantu who want to come and invest in Zimbabwe can come knowing that if I put money and begin to produce something in Zimbabwe, I will not lose it tomorrow. By so doing, then we produce and begin to sell and begin to generate hard currency that will then be used as money that will take it in the market. That's my thinking.
Of course, they say capital is a coward. And therefore, if the policies are not sound, people will not come to invest Gibbs.
Certainly. And Mr. Mtsingiri, you talked about some kind of robust policies that the government can actually craft. But looking at, you know, the political situation that is in Zimbabwe right now, even if you craft anything, Zim Asset, according to some people, is brilliant. But you cannot implement it because of political problems. So now, what is this that we are thinking about, saying that there should be some robust policy to boost agricultural and industrial production?
You see, it should start from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Because if, as long as we have a government that is not responsible, it becomes very difficult for us to ensure that the productivity within the economy. So the first thing that they should do, that should also look at, is the government should cut expenditure. So if government can cut expenditure, of course it's a hard decision, but it's the one that can actually take us forward. Because if you look at the money that is spent on things that are not productive, and if that money can be used to, it can be invested in production, it can make a small change. And that small change in the long run can actually assist in growth. So the first step should be government cutting expenditure. And this thing is something that has been talked about for quite a long time. But because our government doesn't seem to like the idea of reducing the expenditure because of some political reasons, it might be very difficult to implement. But point number one, the government should reduce the expenditure. Point number two, people need to be educated about production on the farm. And they need to be supported with funding. But the funding should not be free for all. The funding should be funding that is attached to... so if someone is producing, he is supposed to be given funds and he should be paid back those funds.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we have seen that in most cases when people are given free funds, they tend to abuse those funds.
Mm-hmm.
So my understanding is like farming is a business and people are rational enough to get out a business venture. So if people can see the returns from farming and they also are given enough loans, then there should be some production. But in the issue of giving free seed or whatever, it's good for the poor people, but it should not be the case with the rich people, because what is actually driven this economy is people with property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Those property rights, they were able to borrow money from the bank. Of course, there's some constitutional interest there, and they were able to produce. And remember, production on the farm, production should farm, that for the farm, we should be eventually grow until it is actually driving this manufacturing sector. Because if you have production on the farm, it's value efficient. That value efficient will eventually lead to the manufacturing sector actually, improving.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the talk that has been making circles is that Zimbabwe is agro-based.
Mm-hmm.
So if that is the case, then we should look at the increasing production on the farm. But how do we do that? We need to train people. We need to give people income. We need to give the people some kind of property rights. If they can't give them the clear property rights, it becomes very difficult for them to do improvements on the farm.
Thank you.
Put irrigation.
Thank you.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Mtsingiri, please just stay on the line. We just want to quickly take a caller, then we come back to you. Tinaba Manyenga wari kwaMtoko, makadi. Aiwa, tirinani. Kwakamira sei kwaMtoko panye? Tirinani. Kuri sei panyaya dzemari?
Nyaya dzemari dziri kumuka kunoku.
Mhm.
Problem yato ako matikozi kwaenda akanyama tanda kwaichida kuenda kuMozambique. Inoona $100. $100 inonzi kuite $12 kuti uwane 100 euro iwone ingeone mabhoni.
Saka unofanira kubhadhara $12.
Kuti utenge zvimwe zvinhu zvemasopusikiti atenge tiri kunoita kuti mari iyoyo ione. I think problem yekuti mari zviri kutondinoita kuti mari iri kunzi iri yakauya wesoja soja isi kutenga nevanhu vemuno maforeigners ari kutenga foja handizi yatenga foja iku vanounda mari yavo muno but isurprise unoona kuti mari iyoyo iri kushota kuti kunozoshota sei vachitiana 300 million pa 10 days oro so iyo mari kubhinga hakuna iyi apo achipika mabhondinos us yacho inemhinga yaenda kuti iye yabva kuoutside ndivo zvakaratidza ndekuti ndingatengese hembe muzambia ndoibva kuaccess
saka apedzisa henyu
there somewhere pane tip somewhere zvekuti that man is being held somewhere ukuziona us iyoyo pane pariri kuuya rosika remuye panoonditaura kuti zimu rairi kuita mari imari ichiigoze kuti tione cash yacho iwonigotidhati cash kuti just figures
saka kwamutoko munomira nguva yakareba sei kuti munomira nguva yakareba sei kuti muwane mari idzi uye muri kupiwa mari kumabhengi
kuendoenda kuaa 3 days mabhengi ino kumasoma hatina tokwira kuenda kuharare ko wototsaga mari yokuenda kuharare wogara ikoko 2-3 days yozodzo asi hauiwanei pamwe unotodzoka usina kana kesi yacho
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga
mari yacho haite problem zvekuti mari kuti mabhondinoti taiti izvizvi zvisati yamura kuti mabhondinoti bhondinoti ine iteka of course itoba rinongosekuleta zvaro but inii tadza kusekuleta dzamizi ishoma kana risiri shoma vari kuriga rino inochengetwa sei hapana munhu angaigetesinda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga
tingati isiso vomasoft vari kutora bhezi vari uda kunoodza zvinhu zvinhu outside munoma hamuna zvinhu zvacho bhondinoti yacho riri kuodza richichengetwa nani kai tiro richingoenda hendi tohendi from hendi inoenda kuno mumwe munhu ichibva ndanotengesa vegetable ichitenga nyama ichingotenderera
aiwa tinotenda vamanyenga
hariendi kubhengi bhezi mari yacho ishoma
tinotenda zvikuru vamanyenga ungoti taimu yedu ndo inenge yatifambei tinotenda zvikuru that's Mr. Manyenga there in Mutoko Mash East is saying the situation is bad. They have to queue for 3 days sometimes, but you know, because there are a few banks in his rural home he has to go to Harare, you know, and sometimes he will not even get the cash. So he says the situation is really desperate, Gibbs.
Mr. Ndweni, just briefly, you work with vendors. Do they bank any money?
Do they bank any money? No, people have no confidence in the banking sector. That's a fact. And like I said, people are not getting, people who are buying their products. So what they get today, this day is very little. So they are not even banks, those are willing to. But essentially, people have no confidence in the banking sector. So there has to be a campaign somehow, a move by the government that is what it can do to build the confidence in the banking sector. And like I said, the government needs to begin to think about how can they influence or how can they come up think about the respect of property rights, and at the same time also think about how can they increase productivity so that people can produce and then export and then think about that currency that will then translate into the demand that can be used locally.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally and we have to end it here. So we want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri, economics lecturer, investor of the Free State, and also Mr. Michael Ndweni, economic and political commentator. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. We'll